Let's see the latter part of halacha base here. We'll say. So yesh olam gadol mizeh ad ma'od, v'hu b'chlal lav zeh. V'hu lashon hara. So the level of selech rachel actually, v'hu lashon hara. V'hu amasabev gnos chaver afal pisha alma emes. So this fact is something. I mean, the Chafetz Chaim, you know, expended tremendous effort to dispel the erroneous notion that if something is true, it's not lashon hara. But as the Chafetz Chaim pointed out, it's mefurish in the Rishonim. It wasn't a chiddush of the Chafetz Chaim. It's just something that he's shown a spotlight on. It's mefurish, yeah, that alfal pisha ama emes, it still constitutes lashon hara. Avala omer sheker motzi shema al chaveru nikra. Now, the love for motzi shema is also lo selech rachel. But the Rambam in Hilchos Nayru Besula, and I think it's Perek Gimel, so the Rambam says, there he happens to be talking about the specific example of motzi shema al besulas Yisrael, where the husband claims that she was mezana after Erusin, but it's the same love, even if it's a different type of Hotzor Shema. But all three are included in Lo Selech Rachel, whether it's Rechilus, whether it's Lashon Hara, whether it's Motzi Shema, they're all subsumed within Lo Selech Rachel. Aval Baal Lashon Hara Zeh Sheyoshev Ve'omer Kach V'Kach Vasafoni V'Kach V'Kach Hoyo Avosa V'Kach V'Kach Shamati Olav. So the Baal Lashon Hara means someone who speaks Lashon Hara habitually. There's this constant flow of Lashon Hara. That's what the idiom of Yoshev Omer. Obviously, the Rambam doesn't make a difference in terms of Lashon Hara, whether a person is sitting or standing. But Yoshev means it represents a kvius, as in Ubimoshev Leitzim Layoshev, that's what the sense that of Yeshiva means, that he's entrenched, and that it's something which is habitual, Rachmana Litzlan, and constant. The Mesapa Lashon Hara is even if that person does it once, and the Baal Lashon Hara is someone for whom it's Rachman al Itzlan, again, constant and habitual. Now, Halachi Gimel, Lechore, is following up on the latter part of Halachi Beis. When the Rambam quotes that Omer Chachamim, Shalosh HaVeros, Nefon Min Ha'odim Ba'olam Hazeh, Ve'en L'chelek L'olam Haba, V'adazor V'gil HaRais V'shvichos Damim, V'loshen Hore K'neged Kulam. So the context here suggests, and we'll see in a minute, it's actually even more mefurish elsewhere in the Rambam, but the context suggests that the Rambam is referring to the sefer of the halacha, that this Maimah Chazal is not said about a one-time violation of Lashon Hara, but this Maimah Chazal is said about the Baal Lashon Hara. If you take a look in where it's mefurish in the Rambam, again, the Mashmos is pretty clear here as well, but where it's mefurish is if you take a look in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva, Halacha Vav. So in Gimel, Vav, and Tshuva, the Rambam has the list of Elu She'en Lehem Chelek Olam Haba, and in that list, the second to last in that list is Ba'alei Lashon Hara, right? Not HaMesapa Lashon Hara, but Ba'alei Lashon Hara. And that's clearly what the chat is here as well, that Halacha Gimel is referring back to the very end of Halacha Beis of Ba'alei Lashon Hara. At least this beginning of Halacha Gimel, the beginning of Halacha Gimel. V'lashon hara k'neged kulam. V'odam chacham kol ha'mesapir b'lashon hara ki lukafa b'ikar. Shenei ma'asher omer l'lshoneinu nagbir, Svasenu itanu mi odon lanu. Ve'od omer chachamim shlosh lashon hara ha'reges ha'omer v'ha'mekablo v'zeh sh'omer milav v'ha'mekablo yesa min ha'omer. The pshat in Chazal, it's clear, right? Mekablo yesa min ha'omer means that in Halacha Dalet we'll have this imagery. If you imagine someone speaking Lashon Hara as shooting an arrow, so what determines whether or not the arrow hits its target, what determines whether or not a Misapa Lashon Hara successfully disparages the person about whom he's speaking is whether or not anyone believes him. Misapa Lashon Hara can talk Lashon Hara from today to tomorrow. If no one buys into it, if no one believes it, then the Lashon Hara misses its mark, and it doesn't accomplish anything. What the detrimental effect of Lashon Hara is when people believe it, and that's what it means. That Hamakablo, yesim in Ha'omro. You know, sometimes when a person, Rachman Litzlan, hears Lashon Hara, even if it's not something that the person was knowingly exposing himself to, but sometimes it happens. So, you know, generally we sort of assume our mindset, and, you know, in other contexts this is appropriate. You know, we assume people have credibility, and it's a little bit of an aside not to be Mekabel Lashon Hara. So the Chafetz Chaim points out that if even LeDivrei HaMesaper, the Lashon Hara, it's not justified, so then b'chlal, the person has no chesed kashrus. And there's no, it really undercuts the nisayon in terms of the credibility, because if the person is alerting us to what Alpi Hilchos Lashon Hara we need to know, what he should be telling us, okay. So then what he's doing doesn't impugn his own chesed kashrus. Afal b'chein, the Gemara Nida says, l'mei chashmi boy, a person shouldn't be mekabel, but if a person isn't in a position to either confirm or refute, so l'mei chashmi boy, he should be on guard in case the Lashon Hara is true. But where a filu ledivrei hamesaper, it's unwarranted, so the Chofetz Chaim points out, well, the person is no cheskes kashrus. Because even lidvarav, there's no reason for the person who's hearing this Lashon Hara to be told about the Lashon Hara. So in those situations, again, either way, the person shouldn't be mekabel unless there's dvarim nikarim, unless there's, you know, very clear indications that it's true. But the nisayon is undercut when even ledivrei hamesaper, it's unwarranted. Other than this allusion, in this context of the Mekabel Lashon Hara, I think this we spoke about earlier in Hilchos Deos. So the Rambam doesn't say anything about the Isser of Shmias, or Kabbalas Shmia, Kabbalas Lashon Hara, and it only sort of comes in sort of incidentally through the back door, because the Rambam wants to quote, in terms of impressing upon us, the Chomer HaAveira, so he wants to quote the Maimah of Shlosh HaLashon Hara HaReges, and in that context, so, you know, Mekabel, you know, gets swept in through the back door. But otherwise, let's say when the Rambam says the Lav, so the Rambam only tells us what the Lav is for being Mesapa Lashon Hara. And it's not until we get to Hilchos Sanhedrin, where the Rambam quotes the pasuk of L'sisa Shem Ashav, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, the Rambam says that that's an asara for Shmias Lashon Hara. It's the Lav includes two things. The reasons in Hilchos Sanhedrin, that it's also that Beis Din is not allowed to listen to the tainus of one Baal Dova when the other Baal Dova isn't present. That same Lav also includes a Lav for Shmias, Shmia, Kabbalas Lashon Hara, whatever the definition of the Isser is, and it's only in Hilchos Sanhedrin that the Rambam tells it to us, and as we discussed, it's because there's a fundamental conceptual difference between the Isser of Kabbalas Lashon Hara and the Isser of Sipa Lashon Hara. The Isser of Sipa Lashon Hara is the Hilchos Deis Deke Isser. The Mesapa Lashon Hara is the one who initiates it. It's not just that he passively makes this mistake of giving credibility to the Mesapeh Lashon Hara. So, Shomea, Mekabel Lashon Hara, Lav Davka, that there's a day of Ro'ah, which is at the core of the Yisim. So it doesn't belong here, Nichlas Deis. So the Rambam doesn't mention it. That Yisod, again, that we've been discussing about how the definition of the Yisur is that it's the day of Ra'ah that expresses itself in the Lashon Hara, also accounts for something else. Again, the Chafetz Chaim famously explains that, the way we usually formulate it is that there are certain contexts when it's mutter, even required to say Lashon Hara. A shidduch inquiry, an inquiry about a potential business partner, or any time when the person with whom the Lashon Hara is being shared needs to be aware of that flaw, of that shortcoming, of that plot to kill the Gedalia. Needs to be aware of it. So the Rambam doesn't mention that. Right? Again, we all know it from the Chofetz Chaim, but the Rambam's not here. So how is it that it's not here in the Rambam? So it's a pella. So the answer is because conceptually, the way we say it is really not accurate according to the Rambam. It's not that this is Lashon Hara that's mutter to say. That formulation suggests, again, that Issa Lashon Hara is an Issa Dibor, and that the definition of the Issa Dibor is saying something negative about a fellow Jew. And then, okay, so 99% of the time, that's awesome. But there's 1% of the time where you're allowed and even required, again, with all the conditions that the Chofetz Chaim lays out, where you're allowed and even required. But conceptually, that's not correct. It's not that this is Lashon Hara, which is mutter. It's not like a chveis, I don't know if you hold the Pikuach Nefesh, Shabbos is Dechuya Pikuach Nefesh, that it's Chil Shabbos, that's mutter. No, Hayos, that Issa Lashon Hara is a Hilchos Deis Dege Issa, it's Bechal not Lashon Hara, because it's only Lashon Hara when a person is cynically disparaging, when a person is looking out for the interests of someone who's making a Shidduch inquiry, of someone who's making inquiry about a potential business partner, it's not the Pshat that it's Lashon Hara that's Mutter. It's not Lashon Hara. Because the core of the Isser is a Hilchos Deis Dege Isser. So Yitachin, that would explain why the Rambam doesn't feel that he needs to spoon feed and needs to spell out these, because conceptually they're not exceptions. If it would be an Isser Dibur Ra, say, of saying something negative, then these are exceptions. And Hayitachin, that the Rambam doesn't have the exceptions. But Hashad Asin al-Hachi, that the definition of the Isser is that it's a Hilchos Deis Dege Isser. So obviously a person is not, he's not manifesting some day or Ro'ah when for tachlis purposes he needs to share something which is unflattering, something which is negative about someone.
Do I understand why Shmiya isn't a Hilchos Deis Isser?
Because by definition, the definition of an Isser is what will always be present when a person is over the Isser. The fact that sometimes it may be there, but if the fact that sometimes it isn't there means that it's not at the core of the Isser. So Mesapeh Lashon Hara, by definition, can and therefore always is a Hilchos Deis Dege Isser, in the sense that the person is initiating the Lashon Hara. Right? The Mesapeh Lashon Hara, he's the one, even if someone asked him a question, but Lamaisa, he's the one who's initiating the Lashon Hara in terms of speaking the Lashon Hara. Mashin Kain, Shomea Lashon Hara, a person can be minding his own business. He wasn't looking to hear Lashon Hara, he was exposed to it. Now, even then, the Torah says, okay, you need to push back against the sense of, naivete that we have, that we just assume that everything we hear or read is true. But that's not, lav dafka, that there's a day or ro'ah that's manifest or that's underlying. Again, we do it all the time, right? People open a newspaper, and there's this aura of credibility to print, and they think that what they're reading in the newspaper is true. An awful lot of what one would read in newspapers is either shenka gomor or is a combination of truth and shenka. But it's not a person could easily be mekabel loshon hara without there being a deira. So it's not a hilchos deis degeirah. So by definition, a person can't be mesapel loshon hara without that deira. So that's why the Rambam understood that being mesapel loshon hara is a hilchos deis degeirah. But the mekabel loshon hara, lav dafka that's hilchos deis.
So
you're asking very well. So it could be, you're asking very well, but kimdumani, that the answer to that question is, I just want to check one. Yeah. See, it could be that, again, the Chafetz Chaim famously has a diyun whether or not the Isser is only Kabbalah Lashon Hara, or whether it's an Isser D'oraisa just in Shemiyas Lashon Hara. Mitzad Lo Selech Rachel. There's Lo Selech Rachel, or whatever the lav is for being on the auditory end of Lashon Hara, says it's Shmir Kabbal. He has an Arichus. And he says that it's Shmir Lashon Hara. That there's an Isser in Shmir alone, even without Kabbalah. Now, Yitachin Ma'od, that the Rambam doesn't agree with that. Again, in terms of what the lav of the Selech Rachel is, if you would hold, again, the Lashon HaRambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, it's Perek Chaf Aleph Halach HaZayin. So in Chaf Aleph Zayin, the Rambam writes that Osa L'dayin L'shmo Adive Echem Mibali Dinin Kodem Shiyavu Chavero O Shalo B'fnei Chavero Filo Dove Echad Osa Shinem HaShamo Bein Achechem V'chol HaShomea Mi Echad Ove B'los HaSei Shinem HaLosis HaShem HaShov U'B'chlal Lav Zeh Azhara l'mekabel lashon hara u'mesapel lashon hara u'meyed edus shekem. So the lashon Rambam is mekabel lashon hara. Here too, in halacha gimel, it's shlosh lashon hara reges ha'omro ha'mekabel v'zeh she'omim alav. So yitachin ma'od that the shitas Rambam is that the Isser of Lo Selech Rachel is Dafka Mekabel Lashon Hara, in which case there don't need to be any exceptions. But you only have to say there are exceptions. Let's say, it's mutter for a person, L'chatchila, to hear, again, Lashon Hara, about in the context of a potential business partner, in context of a potential Shidduch, right? If you hold that the Isser is Shmias Lashon Hara, that's an exception. If you hold the Isser is Kabbalah Lashon Hara, so hear it and don't believe it. So Lav Dafka, that there is an exception. So Ein Lachanam, in terms of Sipa Lashon Hara, so the Teretz is, the Ram doesn't need to say it, because it's not the Day of Ra. It's not the Hilchos Deis, it's not Hilchos Deis Tikka Lashon Hara. And Mitzad, the being on the receiving end, So if you say not like the Chafetz Chaim, and you're talking about that the Pshat and the Rambam, the Chorus seems to be that way, that the Is Davka the Kabbalah. So either way, it's not an exception there either, because in those contexts, let's say of the Shidduch inquiry or the potential business partner, there's no heter to believe it. The heter is to seek out the information and hear it, but lav davka to believe it, to hear the information, as the Gemara says, lemechash mibay. So if a person hears the negative information and can't, again, can neither confirm nor refute, so lemechash mibay, he has to be on guard that it might be true. I don't know that it's true. So as long as I don't know that it's true, so I'm not being mekabel lashon hara. So it doesn't need to be an exception. It isn't an exception. So that's why the Rambam doesn't have to say it either time. He doesn't have to say it mitzad the mesaper, because mitzad the mesaper, conceptually, let's say, is it mutter to take a walk in Shabbos? The answer is yes. So is that an exception to the Issa Malacha? No, it just isn't the Malacha to take a walk. It's not an exception to the Issa Malacha. It isn't the Malacha. So mitzad mesaper lashon hara, it's not the day of Roh. It's not a hilchos day is day of lashon hara when a person is saying for tachlis purposes. Now, Einach Hanami, so you're asking, but we're saying that the makabel lashon hara, the one on the listening end, that's not a hilchos day is day of Issa. So shouldn't the exceptions have to be mentioned there? So the answer is, but if you hold that the Issa is Kabbalah, Vayter, there's no exception, because in those contexts that the Chafetz Chaim talks about, the taka is no heter to believe it. The heter is only to seek out the information and to hear it. Now, it's important to again juxtapose to what we just talked about in terms of the Shita Sarambam about Mekabel versus Shomei Lashon Hora. So what we said, notwithstanding, if you take a look at Halacha Vav, skip ahead for a moment to Halacha Vav, Rabbi Yossi. Kol Elu, people who engage in the type of speech that the Rambam's been talking about previously here in the parak, Kol Elu Him Bala Lashon Hara, She'osa Lod V'Shchunasam, this is the Mishnah. I think it's a Mishnah. So how does this contradict what we were just saying, the diuk that we had in Hilchos Sanhedrin, the Lashon of Mekabel Lashon Hara? So the answer is no, because let's say osa lodo v'shchinasam. So let's say so on one main street, number one main street is a Baal Lashon Hara, and someone goes ahead and knowingly buys the house on three main street. So he was over lo selach rachel. When the Ram says osa lodo v'shchinasam, he means that's mitzav lo selach rachel. No, it means that a person is hachek mishachin ra. That a Baal Lashon Hara is a Shachin Ra. So the dinim that the Rambam is telling us here in Halacha Vav, that's not mitzad lo selech rachel. It's mitzad that a person is not harchek mishachin ra. A person should not be keeping company with a Shachin Ra. So Einach Hanami, Halacha Lamaisa, the fact that we just said that for the Rambam, lo selech rachel, lo sis Hashem Hashav, is an asara dafka for mekabel lashon hara, not for shomei lashon hara, doesn't translate halacha lemaisa that for the Rambam it's a non-issue to knowingly expose oneself to hearing lashon hara. Right? That's crucial to understand that. We're saying it's not b'chal the love of losis Hashem Hashav. Well, neither is moving in next door to the Baal lashon hara either. If a person buys three main street when he lives in one main street, the person is not violating losis Hashem Hashav for doing that either. But afal pichein, we're not supposed to do it mitzad hafek mishachin ra. So alach has kam v'kam hafek mishachin ra. So this shouldn't be my baal sicha. This shouldn't be the person that I'm schmoozing with all the time and conversing. So again, this halacha vav doesn't contradict what we're saying. But on the other hand, it's a very crucial supplement to what we're saying that. Tachlis, halacha lemaiseh, even after having established that for the Rambam, that lav da'oraisa l'siso shem ha'shav is an asar from mekabel lashon hara, that doesn't translate into halacha l'maisa, that it's mutter, that it's a non-issue to knowingly go and hear, to knowingly go and listen to the lashon hara. Tachlis, halacha l'maisa, it's also, but conceptually, you know, if the person asks you why it's also, so the answer is not that it's also mitzad l'siso shem ha'shav, but it's also mitzad, again, this bundle of dinim of also lado b'shchunoso, etc. Okay, so maybe we'll switch now to Gideon.